Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So today on the Good Vibe Tribe, we are talking to Riley, who is talking about art in the neurodivergent community, two things that speak to me. Good morning, Riley.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us all about Art Thou Neurodivergent.
So basically, it was originally supposed to be for my senior project. I'm currently a freshman in college, but this started last year in 2024. I had been doing work previously with the neurodivergent community because I'm autistic. So it's a cause that's really important to me. And last year, I had one of my own artwork pieces in an art gallery. And I got approached by someone who had connections in City Hall in my hometown, which is Lowell. And they were like, are you interested in putting on a show? And, you know, I was like really excited about that because I thought that would be a cool opportunity for, you know, one, to get my senior project done and also give back to the community. So within a month we had the dates booked to hold a showcase. And now our main goal is to provide an opportunity for neurodivergent community students to showcase artwork in a safe environment, because like it can be very scary putting yourself out there when you think you're different than everyone else. So
yeah.
That's like what I try to provide.
I'm just thinking back to when I was 18, and I can't even imagine just having the self-awareness to want to do this for other people and then having the follow through to get a nonprofit off the ground. Why do you think it's so important for autistic or other neurodivergent people to have these same opportunities?
I think it's more about like being able to fit into a world that wasn't made for us, because it's very hard to find your communities. Like when I was in school, I've always felt different than everyone else, and I never really found like a place where I felt comfortable. The only place that I felt the most comfortable most of the time was when I was in art and doing art classes and showcasing artwork. And that was definitely partly because I had a supportive community. So I think by providing these spaces, especially to students and youth, it's going to foster a more independent and confident generation, I guess.
So I know you're going to be having another showcase at Lowell City Hall. It will be this April. And right now you're looking for people to submit their work, right?
Yes, I am actually. Yeah.
So where can they do that?
So they can go to my website if they want, or my Instagram. I guess the best way to look up the website is from my Instagram. If you go to @artthouneurodivergent with one T, that's where you can find my Instagram. And I have my website linked to there. And if you go to the upcoming events tab, that's where you'll find a Google form to fill out.
Awesome. And just a side note, Riley is a former cool kid from way back in the day. In 2016, you were a cool kid, huh?
Yes, I was. We came to Canby Lake. It was like the whole thing. And then I don't know, I think it was the next year, my family came into the studio for my dad won Campy Kennedy one time. And then we came in.
Amazing. That's so incredible. You've been family for years, and now you are officially a member of the Good Vibe Tribe, and what you are doing is so spectacular,
it's
and
incredible.
We are here to support you. So, Riley, thank you. You and everyone
thank
at Art
so
Thou
much.
Neurodivergent, now in the Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see your second showcase.
I know.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm hoping to see it bigger than last year.
All right. Well, we do too. Riley, you have a great day, sweetie.
Awesome. Thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So here's an update on what people are doing to help the folks who've been displaced by these awful fires out in California. Leonardo DiCaprio giving $1 million to various charities. The Eagles, the rock band, not the NFL team, are donating $2.5 million to the upcoming Fire Aid Benefit concert. No word if they'll be performing, but Dave Grohl spent his birthday making chili for firefighters and victims. YouTube and Google are pitching in $15 million. A charity collecting clothing for fire victims said it got the most incredible amount of stuff and the hugest amount of donations from Jennifer Lopez. Meghan Markle donated clothing and beauty products to teen girls. State Farm, California's largest insurer, has canceled a planned Super Bowl ad. I guess perhaps it wasn't going to align with what was happening.
Right.
Eva Longoria donating $1 million through her foundation to the Latino Community Fund and California Community Foundation, and had already pledged about $50,000 of her own money to This Is About Humanity. Halle Berry, Sharon Stone donated directly to an organization collecting clothing. Vanessa Bryant, Demi Lovato, Jessica Alba have volunteered with Baby to Baby. They help pack needed hygiene items for displaced families. And we told you earlier that folks were trying to build up Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt because they lost everything. So they got her song to number one. Well, Flavor Flav was like, well, what about Leighton Meester, who had a very small hit, one that I enjoyed a great deal. I don't know if you remember it. And the only reason I know that song is because it's when I was watching Gossip Girl, and it was on Gossip Girl.
We're way out of my wheelhouse right now. Who was Leighton Meester?
She was on Gossip Girl.
Oh, okay.
She was Blair.
Gotcha.
Blair, yes. So,
right. I'm a big Gossip Girl nut right now, Dan.
Okay.
I'm watching it.
How did that start?
Lana started watching it because she watched it the first
because
time around.
Because it's just
so
a really good show.
Fair enough.
I don't know. It's a little awkward because they all look like they're 30 playing teenagers that are drinking and having sex. It's just a weird thing. They look a
they
little.
They were younger than.
But they
than
weren't.
Other than yeah. other.
So
than
it's
like
Grease.
The kids on 90210 were.
Why does that guy in a junior in high school have a full beard?
I have friends with full beards in high school.
I had a beard in high school, so we could go buy booze on the weekend.
I saw too with the Grammy Awards, they've made some more adjustments on some of the events that are going to be happening.
Yeah.
You know, Clive Davis has a big event.
Yeah.
They've switched that around. There's a Music Cares Foundation. Mm-hmm. They've moved their event, but
I think they should just not.
You know,
personally.
It's there's been a lot of conversation about that, and I think what they're going to do is kind of shift the focus to fundraising efforts and helping the artist community instead of just canceling the event.
But we're still asking people to show up and celebrate at a time where they might not even have homes.
Yeah.
In any event, rumors have been building that Justin Bieber is working on his comeback. He's supposed to be working on new music, planning to hit the stage once again. He shared something on one of his Instagram stories. I don't know what it is, but here you go.
Just part of life is just to go out the country and I'm not feeling nice. Got the sun on my skin. Okay, 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 okay. Bought a burger for my looking good on a Tuesday. Yeah.
That sounds like Corey.
So there we are.
That's unsettling.
Was that Corey, Corey Feldman that's out on tour? Right now, one of the Corys is out on tour.
Well, one of the Corys is no longer alive. So
I know. Which one is still alive?
Feldman.
It's Corey Feldman. That sounds like a Corey Feldman song. And that's not a compliment.
Out the country and I'm not feeling nice. Got the sun on my skin. Okay,
it was a very interesting carousel of pictures with this attached as audio. So in any event.
Well, it's nice he bought a Birkin for his lady.
She can buy her own Birkin.
I got that part.
And some big news from Drake May. He and his forever sweetie have gotten engaged. Her name is Anne Michael Hudson. They are now engaged. He said, love doing life with you. I can't wait to marry you. The post included photos of him on the beach, down on one knee. Rose petals abound. It was perfectly set. They are adorable.
What a story.
They are high school sweethearts. They both attended University of North Carolina together. She says, 9 years with you and it keeps getting better. Every day, I couldn't imagine my life without you as my best friend. I love you more than you know.
He's 21 years old.
He's 22.
Yeah. They're not even high school sweethearts. They're middle school sweethearts.
Yeah, I was going to say, that math doesn't math.
They've been together since like 7th or 8th grade.
That is crazy.
It's wonderful.
Can you imagine being with somebody for that long?
My best friend from high school, they were high school sweethearts.
Yeah, and then you married them.
She did.
What would you say to somebody who was engaged at 22?
Nope.
Yeah.
Go live your life.
Having been there, having
same
had the t-shirt and the divorce to go along with it.
Go
it's
live
just
your
tough,
life.
I think. Well, he's very mature, though. I will say this. And all the interviews that you see with him, like family is everything to him. You know, like he brought his brothers with him when he came to visit the Patriots facility. So it makes a lot
I
of sense
that,
for who he is as a person.
But I also think sometimes as a woman, you don't really find out who you are. And
as
so,
a man, you don't know
you
either,
know,
Kennedy.
Like,
it's not just women that don't know. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
I do, but, well, anyway. Okay, that's what I got.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, I felt like my ex-wife knew more than I did at the time. She was like, oh, yeah, let's do this. And I was like,
Well, we think we do. We do what we're supposed to do. We do what we think we were told by the people to do. And then one day you wake up and say, I don't want to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Christine from Haverhill.
Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
Christine works at BU and is driving on a very slow 93 South right now.
As you do.
Yes.
All right, turn and wave to the person next to you, see if they're also listening.
Actually, it just opened up, so I'm like...
Oh, now you're moving. Right. All right, sounds good. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's gone. She's in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Christine?
Yes.
Josh Gad said kids were fully traumatized by Olaf's original death scene in Frozen 2, so they changed it. How are you going to kill Olaf?
Oh, God.
Because you need drama in the plot.
You don't need the death of Olaf as a drama in a plot. Did he die in the second one? I don't remember.
He doesn't fully die, spoiler
okay.
alert.
Okay. All right. I didn't think he did.
It's a kid's movie, not Game of Thrones.
Thank
not
you.
Just...
No, we don't need everybody to die. Who voices Elsa in those movies?
Elsa is, oh, my gosh, opposite Kristen Chenoweth in Wicked.
Yeah. That's one way to get there, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I have to. My husband's going to be so angry with me. Idina Menzel. Sorry. Took me a minute.
That's all right. Dave Grohl spent his 56th birthday making chili for firefighters and victims. Dave Grohl has been in two iconic rock bands. Which band does the song All Apologies?
Sorry, repeat the name of the song.
All apologies.
Oh, I only know Red Hot Chili Peppers, so that's what I'm going with.
Question number three, Law & Order and Law & Order SVU both return with new episodes tonight on NBC. There have been seven different Law & Order TV shows in total. Who created the franchise?
Dick Wolf.
What is your husband's name, by the way?
Dan.
Dan's going to be upset about that.
Great name.
About
solid guy.
About question two. Question number four. This band will release an album called Rushmere in March. It'll be their first album as a trio. Take a listen to their biggest hit, I Will Wait, and then name the band. Hang on. Name the band.
I believe that's Mumford & Sons.
Question number five. President Biden gave his farewell address yesterday. Which number president is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is 46.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What do you do at BU?
I work with students. So I help them in anything that they might encounter while they are going to school. And hopefully I make their life a little bit easier. But I know for a select few, I make their life a little harder.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Christine got three out of four. She got four out of five.
Ooh, well done, friend.
Yeah. No. Oh, four. I don't know what.
Thank you. Okay.
Nice job. I got some computer issues going here. All right. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gad said kids were fully traumatized by Olaf's original death scene in Frozen 2, so they changed it. Who voices Elsa in those movies?
Kristen Bell. Oh, is that Idina Menzel?
It is Idina Menzel.
Oh, this game just got a lot more interesting.
I almost did that, too.
1-0 for Christine. Dave Grohl spent his 56th birthday making chili for firefighters and victims. Dave Grohl has been in two iconic rock bands. Which one does the song All Apologies?
Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Dan would have known that one. Christine's husband is Dan.
I think so.
Tied at one. Question number three, Law & Order and Law & Order SVU both return with new episodes tonight on NBC. There have been seven different Law & Order TV shows in total. Who created the franchise?
Dick Wolf.
Boom, boom.
Tied at two. This band will release an album called Rushmere in March. It'll be their first solo or first album as a trio. Take a listen to their biggest song and then name them.
Mumford & Sons.
Played the Carson and Kennedy 10th anniversary
sure
party.
Sure did.
That's going to be a tough one to top for our 20th. Just throwing it out in the universe, Kennedy.
I appreciate it.
3-3, question number five. President Biden gave his farewell address yesterday. Which number president is Joe Biden?
Forty-six?
Hmm.
Ooh.
I thought I had you for a second.
I thought you did too.
Wow. Yeah, you just have to remember that other guy is 45 and 47 now. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That other guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you did well. You did well. 4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Congratulations, Kennedy. Christine, what would you like to say before you head out?
I would like to say my name is Kristen.
Oh, Kristen? It's not Christine?
I can't be Kennedy. But I let you guys roll with it.
I've been saying your name the wrong the whole time. You didn't correct me?
No.
This is why nobody calls Timothy Chalamet Timothée Chalamet.
We got Dan's name right, though. That's what matters.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app where you can win yourself $5,000 by listening to us for an hour. If you're not listening on the Odyssey app, what exactly are you doing for your financial future?
I don't know.
Download
Working?
The app. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right. Real quick, Kennedy, what is this text message that you got?
All right. Let me pull it up here. And before I'm not going to use his name because I don't think that's fair. And this was sent with the greatest amount of love, and it was hilarious to receive.
Can we call him something else if you're not going to use his name?
Man from Taunton? Dude from Taunton?
Come on, Chuck.
So if you've listened to the show for long enough, you know that way, way back when, one of my best friends from high school, she lives down in Taunton. And maybe 2009, 2010, mm-hmm. I went down there. One of our other friends from high school came. We went out. We drank. We had a great time.
We even did a Campy Kennedy in Taunton at one point or something.
I don't know. But we had a great night, and we ended up meeting these group of young men. Young. And I may or may not ended up making out with one of them. But I could do that sort of a thing. So anyway, I'm in Thailand, mind you. Here it is. Is this Kennedy from the radio? I have this in my phone. We made out 15 years ago and you put me on the radio. Lol. And I said, oh my God, it's me. That's hilarious. And he said, ha ha ha, you remember that? I said, yeah, most of it. And then he's like, Hong Kong City and Taunton. And I was like, yeah, my friend from high school is there. That's who I was with. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, what a riot. And he said, sorry for interrupting your night. I saw your name pop up. And I was like, I still listen to them. And I know you're going to crush life. And I said, not bother at all. I'm actually in Thailand right now. I'm on vacation. Have a great night. Happy New Year. And he said, enjoy it. Life is too short not to enjoy our world. All the best, dude. It's the last line that gets me.
I was going to say, maybe he was fishing to make out again, but not with a dude.
I really don't feel so. I don't feel that way, but I just thought it was absolutely hilarious that I have not spoken to this kid for 15 years. Well, he's not kidding anymore. Right. 15 years.
Sure. And he still had your number. You
well,
made an impression with that kiss. Oh, you knew that when it came up, you still had it?
It says blank from Taunton.
Oh, you don't delete your contacts ever, huh?
No, and I label appropriately so I know who it is.
So-and-so from Taunton made out with once at a bar.
I would have labeled that like Hong Kong City makeout or something.
But I just thought it was adorable. But in my life, I've never gotten a, hey, what's up text from 15 years ago.
So do you think that was him shooting his shot?
No, I think literally he was just sitting there and it was like it came up, or maybe he was listening to the radio or whatever.
Dan, what do you think?
I mean,
there was not
maybe,
one
but there's zero sexual energy to later dude.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay.
There was zero sexual energy in any of that.
But it is.
But that's fine.
It is odd to be like, hey, as an opener, to be like, hey, remember 15 years ago when my tongue was in your throat? That was crazy, right?
Well, he didn't say all of that.
But it was, it was there.
617-655-1234 if you've gotten a text out of the blue from...
Can you beat that?
Yeah, that's a long way. 15 years is a long way back.
It really and truly is.
For a makeout
session. I'm here for it.
Katie's from Leominster. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So you got a text from an old hookup. How long had it been?
Yeah, so it was only about a year and a half later. So not 15 years, but I got a random text from a random number that said, who is this? And I took the bait and I just responded with my first name and the first letter of my last name to keep it kind of vague. And then I got the response where it was like, oh, hey, this is Josh. I think we went out a year ago. How are you?
You think?
And I just didn't respond to it. I was like, you knew who you were texting. I didn't save your number for a reason. And good luck out there, buddy.
Go get it. That's my girl.
Tough for Josh.
Was it like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night? Or was it just random during
the
day?
No, it was in the middle of the afternoon.
So was mine. Mine was like, yeah.
Right.
And Thailand time or here time?
Wait. Let me back that up.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe it was at night.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times when you do that, you've had a few.
No, if you're at Hong Kong City in Taunton, you've had several Mai Tais.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't there. That's where we were when we met. That's where we made out.
Mm.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It is still there, by the way, Kennedy. We got a text from the 774. Hong Kong City is still in Taunton.
Let's go.
So if you ever want to rekindle that romance over a poo-poo platter, a scorpion bowl for two.
It's adorable.
One straw.
Thank you, Katie. From the 603, Kennedy must be a hell of a kisser.
He remembered, man.
He remembered 15 years ago.
Putting in that work. Let's go, girl.
You say that, but here I am.
All right, 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. Did you get a text like that out of the blue after years? What did it say? How did you react?
Are you married now?
Yeah, what's your former hookup doing?
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you missed the announcement, this was posted on Instagram 14 hours ago from Drake May, just finishing up his rookie year as quarterback for the New England Patriots. He writes with a picture of him down on one knee. Love doing life with you. Can't wait to marry you. Is Anne, is that her name? Or is it Anna? I can't remember if it's Anne or if it's Anna. Anne, it is Anne. So apparently these two have known each other since they were maybe 11 or 12 years old. She's said something
nine
about
9 years.
She's, and he's 22. Mm-hmm. So that would mean maybe 12 or 13, mm-hmm. 13 years old they met. Mm-hmm. So just before high school or high school sweethearts or something like that.
I think that's when they started dating. I think they've known each other like their whole lives in school together.
So he's 22.
They dated in high school. They dated in college together, which right. is a tough thing to do.
And, that's Kennedy and I were just talking about this off the air because, 22 years old to get engaged, when it happens to you, it feels like you're so old. I remember where I got engaged to my ex-wife and I was 24 years old. And I remember thinking I was old when I got engaged. You know, my mother got married the first time when she was 18. Mm-hmm. So, and my dad, I think, was 21. So, looking at them going, gosh, they were 18 and 21. I was 24, or almost 20 or 25 by the time I got married. I just felt like it was so old. But now that I look back on it, I'm going, I was a child. I really was a child. Mm-hmm. And I know you were how old?
22. Yeah. 21. I think I got married when I was 22.
Were you in college still?
It should be an absolute law. Yeah. I was a junior. I was in the summer between junior and senior. I only went to senior semester, but because I graduated early. But yeah, we went.
I graduated early.
Well, I did.
because we had to move to Germany. So we went, it was the 4th of July long weekend, and we went whitewater rafting in West Virginia at a place called the New River Gorge, which is just the most beautiful place in the world. You know, little rivers running through, and you're way down deep in a gorge, mm-hmm. and beautiful sunsets, and it was an overnight trip, and you camped out, and our guides were adorable. And at one point, they say, look up there, that's called Ram's Head Point, that's where we got married. And it was really beautiful, and la, 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 la. So the next night when we got back after the camping, Stan was like, well, do you want to go see if we can find that place? And I was like, okay. So we find the place, and we're getting out of his car, and he's in the trunk, and he's taking a really long time.
Now, did you have any inkling that this was coming?
As soon as he started getting in the trunk, I had an inkling, and I'm like, oh, what?
How were you feeling when you had that inkling?
I wanted to throw up. And so we go out on this beautiful thing. The view is insane. The sun is setting. He gets down on one knee, and he asks me to marry him. And I mean, it was just, yes. Of course I said yes. He was moving to Germany. Of course I said yes. Mm-hmm. So then we go back to the room, and we call our parents, and I tell my mother how it happened, and she goes, it's not fair. You could never have said no. You should have had the opportunity to be able to say no. She knew.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have gotten married because they were just too non-confrontational to say no to the proposal.
I mean, like,
I bet it's a lot.
We'd been together for a long time, you know, long enough. Well, college years, I guess. But I mean, you know, I think I know the reason he proposed is because he got stationed in Germany. And he
right.
Went to I know it.
I was,
but we had a blast.
I was in
until
the,
we didn't.
I was in the army, and I had met my ex-wife when we were in processing. Like when you first get to a base, they send you to processing for a couple of days. So you stay in some barracks, and then they get your orders together and they send you to the unit that you're going to go to.
Right.
And I can remember we were in the formation as they're calling out the names and assigning the units that you're going to go to.
Right.
And this was my second tour at what is now Fort Liberty. I'd been there once before, gone to Korea, was there about a year and a half, and had come back. And so I had been in for a little while, right? I was in E4, I had a little bit of swag to me. She was standing next to me in formation, and she was like a private first class or something. You could tell she was a newbie. And they called out the unit that she was going to, and it was the unit that I had been in before. And I just kind of turned to her, I said, wow, that's a really good unit. You're going to have a good time there. She's like, oh, how do you know? I was like, oh, I was stationed there before. And then they called my name, and I got the same unit, and she's like, oh, we're gonna be now, we're different battalion or different companies with the same battalion. And I said to her, I said, well, do you have a car? And she's kind of snide with me or whatever. Why, you can be my friend if you do? I was like, no, I was gonna offer you a ride, otherwise you have to ride the cattle truck. And she's like, oh. And that was kind of how we first met. And so after we'd been dating for a while, she asked me to marry her. And I said, no, I can't have you ask me to marry you, because I was kind of traditional in that sense, that a woman asking a man was so out of anything that I ever imagined in my life for getting married.
How long had you been dating when she asked you to marry her?
8 months.
That's wild.
7 or 8 months, yeah. And I said no, and she started crying. I mean, just...
Well, I'm sure she did.
Just,
it takes a lot of guts to ask someone to marry them and have you say no.
And I
kind of...
So I don't, don't ask, you wish you did?
I did say no. And then I was like, I can't... No, I would marry you, but I can't have you ask me. I want to ask you. And then I did. Right there, kind of, you know, a few moments later, I was like, will you marry me? And it was the same thing. Like, how? What was I going to do at that point? I was caught. I was in it. I'm like, let's go.
Trapped. Like,
so you both had engagements and marriages because there was just an awkward situation and you didn't know what to do.
No.
Yes.
But I think the only reason he asked me was because he was moving to a foreign land.
And the only reason I asked her is because she was crying and I just told her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to, is it Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna.
Brianna from Taunton.
Taunton. Good morning.
It's a Hong Kong city out there. You ever been?
No, it's fun.
Brianna, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know how this works, Brianna. We've got five trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. You get more of them right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. We're making silly faces at her, and she has no idea why. She's not even looking at us.
Okay.
Stick your tongue out at her, Dan. Yeah, I don't know what she's doing. Here comes question number one. Facebook uses blue because Mark Zuckerberg is red-green colorblind. What is the name of Zuckerberg's parent company that owns Instagram and Facebook now?
Is it Meta?
In a new marketing stunt, Coors Light is temporarily changing its name to Monday's Light, so you can go out and buy a case of the Mondays. That's not bad.
I've heard worse marketing campaigns.
What happens on Coors Light cans when the beer is cold? A redneck gets its wings.
It turns white.
Question number three. Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay and his wife are expecting their fourth child together. Name the Dan and Shay song featuring Justin Bieber. Take a listen.
Do you miss the road that you grew up on? Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me?
I need
10,000 hours.
I need 10,000 toys.
It was nice of them to do that parody for us.
That's all I hear when I hear that song. Question number four. Renee Zellweger took a six-year acting hiatus between 2010 and 2016 because she was sick of her own voice and felt her acting was just a repeat of the same emotional experiences. Name the movie she starred in opposite Jim Carrey, where he played a Rhode Island state trooper with multiple personality disorder.
Me, myself, and Irene.
And question number five. Planners is hiring three people to drive their Nutmobile around the country for a year and to be a brand ambassador. It pays $45,000 plus benefits and travel stipends. The Planners mascot, Mr. Peanut, wears four different accessories. Can you name three of them?
A cane, an eyeglass thing, a glove, and a hat.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yes, Dan.
Are you taking that?
I am taking that.
Okay.
That's fine. It didn't matter because you asked for three, and she got three. She said the other ones, too. So, the one was questionable, but she got the other three, I do believe. No?
Okay.
You don't think so?
We'll take it. We're not Jeopardy. It's fine.
Okay. Brianna got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Wow.
Maybe.
Yeah, we're going to be much stricter with you, so don't worry
about
it.
Obviously.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Facebook uses blue because Mark Zuckerberg is red-green colorblind. What is the name of Zuckerberg's parent company that owns Instagram and Facebook?
Meta.
My dad is colorblind. Has to have the socks with the stripes on the bottom, so he wears the right color socks when it comes to the dark colors.
A significant number of men are colorblind. I don't know why it's like that, but it is.
1-1, question number two. In a new marketing stunt, Coors Light is temporarily changing its name to Monday's Light, so you can go out and buy a case of the Mondays.
That's genius.
Right? What happens on Coors Light cans when the beer is cold?
Oh, the mountain turns blue.
It does turn blue, not white. 2-1, question number three. Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay and his wife are expecting their fourth child together. Can you name the Dan and Shay song featuring Justin Bieber with this lyric? Take a listen, Kennedy.
Did you grow up on? Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me?
No, it'll take me a week. No.
I would have accepted 10,000 toys. 10,000 hours. How could you forget that parody?
Very easily. I forgot what I did 5 minutes ago.
Tied at two. Question number four. Renee Zellweger took a six-year acting hiatus because she was sick of her own voice and felt her acting was just a repeat of the same emotional experiences. Name the movie she starred in opposite Jim Carrey, where he played a Rhode Island state trooper with multiple personality disorder.
Me, myself, and Irene.
Tied at three, going to the final question. Planners is hiring three people to drive their Nutmobile around the country for a year and be a brand ambassador. The Planners mascot, Mr. Peanut, wears four different accessories. Can you name three of them?
Well, he has a monocle, and he has a top hat, and I feel like he's got a cane, and I feel like he's got some fun shoes on. I feel like, yeah, a hat, a monocle, a cane.
Also gloves.
Gloves.
He has white gloves.
Woo! That was tight.
It was close. Were you thinking she didn't say gloves, Dan, or something?
Well, she just said a hat, and this is very specific.
Oh, my gosh.
Brand.
You're right. We're not Jeopardy. She said hat. I was giving it to her. Nice job, Kennedy.
You said top hat.
You said top. Yeah. I would have taken a peanut wearing a hat or a top hat.
Well, imagine Abraham Lincoln in a baseball cap. It's very different.
I think he would have rocked it.
4-4 tie. Kennedy gets the win. Brand, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go? What?
I cannot beat Kennedy. I'm Brianna, and I can't beat her.
From the 781. My 14-year-old knew the chorus question, and I didn't. I'm going to have a talk with him after school.
Yeah! Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Is there anything more rewarding in life, Kennedy, than a goal being set for you at work or at school and then accomplishing that goal?
Absolutely.
The self-pride that you get.
It's right.
And the self-worth.
Right. I mean, there are times in your life where somebody sets a goal for you and you hit that goal and you get paid for it. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to pay out our son for a goal.
I'm here for that.
He had a rough start to eighth grade. He's 14 years old. He just got a cell phone this year. I think he was the last kid in school to get a phone.
He 100% was the last kid on earth to get a phone.
Yeah. And there's no social media allowed.
Great move by you, by the way.
And he wants Snapchat. That is how all of the friends communicate with one another. And I just said to him, if you get honor roll for this school year, at the end of the school year, we'll try Snapchat over the summer and see how it goes. All you got to do is get honor roll. So that's A's and B's. And he has all A's and B's, except for Spanish. Spanish has been very difficult for him.
Oh, Dios mío.
And he is now at a 76.02. Because we get down to the decimal. And we're a little over halfway through. And if you know anything about school, you know, the further you get into the school year, the harder it is to bring that grade up. Mm-hmm. You know, if you start out poorly, it is hard to get it up. You have to work twice as hard getting a 70 up to an 80.
Sure.
You know,
yep.
It's just more difficult because things count less the further you get into the school year. And so the other day, he kind of made mention of, you know, what if he got to like a 79? And I'm like, that's not an 80. An 80 is a B. A 79 is a C. And the rule is honor roll for Snapchat. That was the offer.
This is why I'm not a parent. I'm a pushover.
It's
100%. Yeah, considering where he started and where he ended, 100% I'd give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he worked hard. I understand that it's about a goal and you set a number.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also everything that came along with trying to attain that number. Mm-hmm. Not playing as much video games, taking time and studying, doing his tutoring, all of this stuff that he's done to show you that he really, really, really means it, I feel matters too. Mm-hmm. And again, this is why I'm not a parent.
Where are you and Lana currently falling on it?
I haven't talked to Lana about it yet because Barrett and I just had the conversation. I'm of the mindset, no. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear number.
I would agree with you.
He would
hate you for it now, but I think it's a good lesson.
It's a very clear number. Get an 80 and you're in. Get a 79.9 and you're out. There's no ambiguity in this, which I love, you know, that they even do down to the decimal point.
And it's not like he hasn't known the terms the whole time.
He has known the terms for a long time. He's known the terms since a month into school.
Mm-hmm.
Kate is from Framingham. What do you think, Kate?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Carson.
Hi.
I'm a friend without children, so I'm like Kennedy. I'm over, but I still think maybe you could give him the opportunity to do some community service, volunteer for extra credit, perhaps Cradles to Crayons, or since it's Spanish, maybe he could find something to help kids in a community where there's a lot of speaking people who speak Spanish and volunteer, help feed them, help something, help them in some way. But then I also think he should document how he overcame his struggles. Write an essay and what he learned from volunteer experience. And then maybe he could take photos if they allow him to take photos during his volunteer opportunity on Snapchat.
Feels like it's a lot of work for me now.
So I was just like, who's going to drive him to all this volunteer work?
Carson's like, I got to read an essay now.
Sharon is from Chester, New Hampshire. What do you think, Sharon?
Hi. So I also am pretty objective. I don't have any kids, right? So I'm kind of leaning towards Carson just because I'm like, I'm a strict rule follower and I'm very black and white. But again, I think you want to recognize him for his efforts. So is there like some sort of compromise that can be reached? Like, can he maybe download another app this summer to try? Or I don't know.
No. This goes to the whole participation trophy conversation, mm-hmm. right? Do you get a
no? A participation trophy would be if he failed and you still gave it to him.
Right.
This is so close.
I know,
but listen, it's not the deal.
It hurts my stomach.
It's like, you know,
I don't like it.
You see, in the
want Carson to fold like a cheap suit.
Well, that's what I do.
It's like watching the Olympics, and you see the swimmer finishes .2 seconds ahead of the swimmer next to them. And that swimmer gets the gold medal and all the fame and all the glory. And the person next to them gets a silver medal and congratulations to you. It's just very, I think there's a line in the sand right there that is important to draw for him.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I do.
I actually agree with you. I like you putting your foot down.
Well, I appreciate that.
Something's not right.
617.
He's getting Snapchat either way.
6951234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
And now, Carson puts his foot down.
This time you might actually do it, though, buddy.
Even the voice guy laughs.
It's been a minute since we played that.
So my son is in the eighth grade, and he would tell you, like, I'm not saying anything that is out of school. A lot of people are texting him, leave his business. This isn't anything that he...
And you guys have had conversations about this, about talking about his stuff.
Yeah, and I understand that he has his privacy, and there are things that we don't talk about that have to do with his life. But, you know, this and the social media and the phone, you know, I think he's fine with all of that. And
I think it's a really relatable conversation. You're not alone here.
Yeah. Right. He had a tough start to the school year. And so we were just looking for ways to incentivize him to get to the goals that he wanted to reach. Mm-hmm. And so what we did was he wanted to get Snapchat because that's how a lot of his friends communicate. He mm-hmm. was the last kid to get a phone. He got it right before the school year this year. Mm-hmm. But we didn't let him have any social media, which is tough, being like probably the only 14-year-old in school that doesn't have any social media. Believe me.
It's probably isolating at times.
Everybody has it.
You feel left out a bit.
Exactly. And so I said to him, all right, here's what we'll do. You get all A's and B's this year, and at the end of the year, you can get Snapchat. And his eyes lit up, and he's like, you have a deal. And he's been working really hard. He's got 6 classes, and in 5 of the classes, he has an A or a B. Spanish, however, has been tough for
him.
It was last year was really hard. He almost had to do summer school for it. This year it started out as a struggle. He's got a tutor, like we've helped him. There's a tutor and all those sorts of things. But he's got like a 76 right now, and there's only about 4 months left in the school year, and he's just hard to get. And I'm just
we got time.
I can see it coming. I can see him getting to like a 79.5. And then I have to be the guy that says you had to get to 80. It had to be a B. We got to stick to the guidelines.
Trabajar más duro.
I don't know what that means.
It means work harder in Spanish.
Amy is from Londonderry, New Hampshire. What do you think, Amy?
Hi, Carson. I think that it should... You had mentioned honor roll earlier, that he needs to be on honor roll. And when I was in school, honor roll was based off of our overall average of grades. So if he has enough A's to bring up the C... to get to the B average, I would have made honor roll when I was in school. That's... I don't know how your school does it, but my school was the overall average of all of your grades, and I think that's a much more fair approach to take because not every child is going to exceed in every single class.
Right. That's actually a really good point. That's a great argument.
So, in other words, what you said to him was...
You got to make honor roll. So
an honor roll at that school is what?
That's a great question. I just assumed it was A's and B's.
So you literally have no idea what you're talking about right now.
That could be true.
Can I ask you another question? Do you feel like you're driving, you're sticking so hard to your point and the line because you also maybe a little bit don't want him to have Snapchat?
No, I have told him it is gravy street if you've got all A's and B's. Like if you've got all A's and B's, like the skies open up. There's Gold Brick Road.
It's all cherubs playing trumpets.
Right. The world is your oyster if you're on a roll.
Okay, I hear
That's
you.
That's it. The world, you have no issues. I'm not telling you what to do. Like just you live your life if you've got all A's and B's. Let me see. Let me grab, I think I have Nikki here. Nikki, good morning. What do you think?
No, absolutely not. So when I was in high school, my dad had made an agreement with me and said, you get A's and B's, we're going to go to Australia. And that was, a goal, something I'd always wanted to do. And at the end of the semester, I got a C+. And I went to my teacher and was like, hey, you know, this is what was going on. Like, is there anything I can do? Can I make up stuff? And she was like, yeah, you could have, like, a month ago, but no. You're like, you got a C+. And then she was like, don't worry about it. Your dad will still do the things. Like, you know, you'll be fine. So I went to my dad and showed him my report card. And he was like, yeah, you're not going. And I was like, what? And he was like, you know, when you get older, he's like, we made an agreement. When you get older, you're going to have goals. You're going to have, you know, a job that's going to say, like, you need to, you know, meet XYZ requirements. And if you don't do it, you don't have a job. And I was so upset and, you know, like, begged and cried, and I was so upset with him. And then, you know, fast forward a lot of years, you know, I was in fire academy and became a firefighter. And the integrity that I learned as a kid carried over because, you know, I can't say that I did something I didn't do, you know, and sometimes, like, it's hard, the lessons you learn as a kid, but you have to learn that you can't get away with something just because you're cute or just because you get emotional.
Yeah, and, but this was like, you know, .2 points. This wasn't like a C- instead of an A. This is like .2 points.
Yeah, it was tough. I'm not going to lie, I was upset about it, but like, anecdotally, my dad actually met his wife there because I wasn't tagging along. So, like,
oh, wait, he went?
Going for your direction.
He went without you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He laid into me. Like, my dad is strict, you know, but he was like, you know, I'm not going to get a refund on these things. Like, this is time that I set aside so that we could be together and spend time together. Like, I'm hurt, too. So, he totally went with
us. Wow. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Nikki. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Good luck.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Nikki's going to be a tough mom.
Crikey. We got a text, too, from the 617, Kennedy, that just, like, cut deep. I understand Carson. He has spoken many times about his childhood, and maybe there was no parental supervision, and he doesn't want that to happen to his son.
I mean, as someone who's known you longer than anybody, I think there's a lot to be said about that. Mm-hmm. But that said, I also think that you've always just, you and Lana both, have just always wanted to be good parents. Mm-hmm. And that you took maybe the things that were good and the things that were not so good, and you put them together, and you've made this incredible relationship, this incredible parenting team, and an incredible kid. So whatever you choose to do, it'll be the right thing.
Nothing good happens on an app where all the messages disappear. Hold strong.
Oh, no. Carson puts his foot down.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play, Kennedy.
I will.
In a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. All right, say hey to Holly from Newberry.
Hi, Holly.
Good morning.
Holly is a school bus driver.
Oh, bless you.
Do
Do you play Mix 104.1 on your bus?
I do.
That's so cool. We never had a radio on my bus.
I love that children are being subjected to us against their will on the way to school.
Are you kidding? They're listening to us and their GPAs are going up, Dan.
Absolutely.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions. If you answer more than right than Kennedy, we're going to give you the money. Sal's going to be around today, too, Dan. We can rub it in his face that we gave away some more of his ducats.
Let's see what happens.
All right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Holly, are you ready?
I think so.
Sally Struthers says Betty White once fat-shamed her in a room full of people and was a very passive-aggressive woman. Which classic 80s sitcom was Betty White a star of?
Golden Girls.
I don't like somebody besmirching the good name of Betty White after her death.
I know. She had 99 years to say it while she was around.
Question number two. Drake is suing his own record label, Universal Music, for defamation because they promoted Kendrick Lamar's diss track, which calls Drake a pedophile. What is the name of the diss track that spent 2 weeks at number one in the country from Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Question number three. Lin-Manuel Miranda turning 45 today. He created and starred in the hit musical Hamilton. And speaking of Hamilton, there are two bills of U.S. currency that do not feature U.S. presidents on them. Name both denominations and who is on them. That's a tough one.
I pass. I got nothing.
When's the last time you had a dollar bill in your pocket, Dan? Like an actual current... Like,
you don't know whose faces are on our money?
No.
Oh.
I don't carry money.
You did for a long time.
No, yeah, Apple Pay, man.
You know who's on my money? My face is on my debit card. Has my little picture on it.
Okay.
Question number four. The artist who sings this song turned 66 today. Take a listen and then name the artist.
No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
Oh. Now you're in my wheelhouse, Dan.
Oh, you like me again now?
Operator. You're on my good side.
Linda Carlisle?
Operator.
Did you say Belinda Carlisle?
I did.
All right, question number five. YouTube is pitching in $15 million for wildlife relief in California. What is the YouTube logo?
Just a red Y.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What ages are the kids that you drive?
All of them. I have them from kindergarten right up through high school.
Mm. I had to ride a bus to high school my senior year of high school. I lost my driving privileges. And
they all hate that.
It was a little humbling to get on with all the freshmen. Here comes Carson,
the high
senior.
Schoolers don't like the bus.
Like, I was old enough to join the Army, but I wasn't old enough to drive my car to school.
Not in Carol's house, anyways.
That is right. Okay, I think I have 1 out of 5, Dan.
That is correct.
Ooh. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sally Struthers says Betty White once fat-shamed her in a room full of people and was a very passive-aggressive woman. Which classic 80s sitcom was Betty White a star of?
Golden Girls.
I love Sally Struthers, too. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a little too late to go after Betty White.
It seems weird.
Dan was right. You had a century
to say it to her face.
Right, and you didn't mention it. Then after she's dead. Tied to one, question number two. Drake is suing his own record label for defamation because they promoted Kendrick Lamar's diss track, which calls Drake a pedophile. I thought it was saying one of his friends was a pedophile, not that he was a pedophile.
No, absolutely.
Certified lover boy, certified pedophile.
Yeah. No. Question number, what is the name of the diss track that spent 2 weeks at number one in the country from Kendrick Lamar?
No, I have no idea.
Not like us, Kennedy.
Ah.
They not like us.
Ah.
Bop, 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 bop. Tied at one. Question number three. Lin-Manuel Miranda turns 45 today. He created and starred in the hit music Hamilton. And speaking of Hamilton, there are two bills of U.S. currency that do not feature presidents on them. Name both denominations and who is on them.
Well, so Mr. Hamilton's on the 10. And Benjamin Franklin's on the 20?
Franklin is on the 100.
It's all about the Benjamins. Andrew Jackson's on the 20. Soon to be replaced by Harriet Tubman at some point, I think.
Thank you. Gosh, I'm not doing
Do you collect, like, monies?
No.
Do you have, like, a penny collection?
I have had money before.
I don't know.
Ulysses S. Grant's on the 50.
That's what I was saying. I haven't held cash.
Washington's
forever.
On the 1. Lincoln's on the 5.
No, that's amazing. Good for you. Tied at 1.
I'm not
question.
Rain Man. This is stuff everybody can know.
Somehow I don't.
And I don't. Yep. Question number 4. The artist who sings this song turned 66 today. Take a listen and name the artist.
No need to ask. Oh. He's a smooth operator.
Sade.
What? How'd you say it?
Sade. That's how she says her name.
I thought it was Sade, but I look Sade.
I was under the impression it was Sade too, but I wasn't alive when that song came out, so I defer.
Well, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but that's
what
I've
are we thinking?
Saying it my whole life.
Sade? I think it's Sade. S-A-D-E.
Well, I know how it's spelled. I just, you know. Well, anyway, go on.
All right, I'll take it away from you then.
That's fine.
Miss Smarty Pants. Tied at 1. Question number 5. YouTube is pitching in $15 million for wildlife relief in California. What is the YouTube logo, Kennedy?
It's like a red square with a white triangle in it. An arrow-like.
What is the triangle, specifically?
A play button?
There you go. That is it. You got there.
Oh, that is it.
Yep. Yeah. These were hard questions, right?
I mean.
I know.
Sorry, it was a lot of easy ones today.
That's all right.
Yeah. 2-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Holly, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing our show for your kids on the bus. A captive audience.
We love you for that.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, my name is Holly from Newbury, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com.
.com.
That should be a, just like a thing in life, too. Go outside and play.
It really should be.
Say hey to Kim from Plymouth.
Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Is this true, Dan? What I'm seeing in my notes here?
I don't even remember what I wrote, probably.
Kim, do you drive a school bus?
I do.
You're the second school bus driver to play this morning.
Oh,
we have the
funny.
Market cornered.
We do.
Yeah.
What age are the kids that you drive?
Kindergarten through 12th. All the schools.
Just depends on whoever's on the end of the street.
How big is your school bus?
About 40 feet long.
Oh, man, that's a biggie. That's a
big. Yep.
You got a nice stereo system in there, make the kids listen to us?
Yeah, I do. On Fridays, they get to listen to music.
All right, Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kim.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
What about Monday through Thursday? Are we not good enough for the earlier days of the week?
They tend to overtalk the radio and it gets really loud.
Oh, I see.
Maybe she's just a huge fan of the Friday free-for-all. That's why it's only on Friday.
Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening now, Kim. If you get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000. It is the 1KCBK. Are you ready?
Ooh, I am ready.
All right. Who portrayed the Joker in The Dark Knight?
Oh, God. Oh. Joaquin Phoenix?
Question number 2. Rumors that Justin Bieber is said to be working on new music and is planning to hit the stage once again at some point. Bieber previously postponed his Justice tour before ultimately canceling it after being diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. What is Justin Bieber's wife's name?
Haley. Haley Bieber.
What is the name of the ship in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, God.
Arr.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Question number four. Can you tell me which actress stars in Gravity?
Ariana Grande? No. Shoot. Sandra Bullock.
There you go.
Those are very different answers.
No, is there a song called?
There's a song called "Defying Gravity" and "Wicked."
Right.
Ariana Grande doesn't sing it, but she's in "Wicked."
I got where you were going. You got there though. And question number five: can you name the AI assistant in Iron Man?
No, but I'll take a guess. Sarah.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Kim, how long have you been driving a school bus?
Almost 10 years.
What's your favorite part?
When the bus is empty.
Kennedy,
no, I have really good kids. I'm
Kim
very lucky.
Kim got you out of five.
Well done, friend.
And she gets our promo for today.
100%. That was fantastic.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Who portrayed the Joker in The Dark Knight?
Heath Ledger.
R.I.P. Heath Ledger. 1-0. Question number two. Rumors that the Biebs is said to be working on new music and planning to hit the stage once again. Of course, he postponed his Justice tour before ultimately canceling it after being diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. What is the Biebs' wife's name?
Haley Bieber.
2-1. Can you name the ship in Pirates of the Caribbean?
The Black Pearl.
We're not getting an impersonation from you, Dan. I wrote that question.
Why
just
is the rum always gone?
Thank you. 3-1, question number four. Which actress stars in Gravity?
I don't know.
John Mayer. You just don't know, is that?
I just don't know. Okay. No, I don't know.
Sandra Bullock.
Ah.
Kim said Ariana Grande because she confused Defying Gravity.
Mm-hmm. I would accept that.
3-1 question, or 3-2 question number five. What is the name of the AI assistant in Iron Man?
Jarvis.
Look at you. Kim,
I like that character.
Jarvis is a great character. It is very well done. So that was that 4-2 is the final score.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job, my friend.
It was just a good time.
It is just fun, much like an empty school bus. It's just fun.
Would have been more fun if we gave this nice lady $1,000.
I know. Yep.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, we tried, Kim. We tried. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kim from Plymouth, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.